Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a live show Friday night coming to you 1/28/2022. It's the old hawk, all right? And as many of you out there, 75 million people, about to get nailed and beaten down by the old hurricane strength, the Bamba quake, or whatever, snow and all the stuff. 2,000 flights canceled on the East Coast. 75 million people to be impacted. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that that is the normal weather? We never heard of these things that much in the past. There were nor'easters and all of that. But all of this stuff is really pretty interesting at the time. What's a better weapon to impede the travel and destroy hundreds and hundreds of people's lives? There's going to be people die, freeze, have car wrecks, the whole nine yards, all because somebody can mess with the weather. And there's been a lot of messing with the weather. And places where you're not supposed to get anything, you're getting it. The Cincinnati area wasn't really supposed to get that kind of much, but they're getting snow. Other places are not getting it. It's just crazy. And then I'm sitting here with 45 degrees and sunny, you know. So be that as it may, we've had our turn out here as well in the past. And I will say this. Let me ask you this question, because here is the key. If you're at war, what's more effective? A bomb that nobody can, that everybody can say, oh, well, that came from the Russians, or that came from the Red Chinese. Or is it, quote unquote, the next generation type warfare with weather weapons, electromagnetic pulses, takedown of power grids like in the Crossroads? Oh, no explanation. Crossroads power was out. Everybody in the jail goes nuts for an hour or two, you know? And everything's hunky-dory now, but I'm going to tell you. The Russians were the initial, extremely, they were far ahead initially using weather as a weapon, because they had the old woodpecker signal, and they could raise a column of energy, high-powered energy up, move it, and move the jet stream. Well, now the U.S. and whoever in the Lucy world have done it, they basically have moved all of the weather systems in the United States and changed them. So I also will remember, too, that when I told you during the Obama years, the Joker Ted Obama brought on people. He brought on, after he hired, and just remember this, Obama hired battalion-strength Russian Spetsnaz, brought them into the United States, sent them to Fort Carson, Colorado. They were even taken to the baseball game by Wendy O. Schneider, the base public relations officer. Wendy O., oh, yes, we want to show the Spetsnaz what the American pastime of baseball is like. So they took them to the game. Then they trained with Special Forces. They trained with Army Rangers and sniper teams and all kind of stuff. And then they were utilized by the Obama administration, utilized as the great buddy saviors of Cheyenne Mountain and of the deep underground under the Denver airport in a drill. Remember in the drill that these mean veteran, American veteran, Christian, patriot, Bill of Rights, Second Amendment proponents, some of them probably those dreaded, you know, wounded veterans or, you know, disabled American veterans, you see. Oh, yes, they're really the strong types of the people who are the domestic terrorists, who the stupid FBI and the stupid ATF and all the EIEIOs are saying, oh, it's those patriots. And remember all of those lists coming out of Arizona, going clear back into, you know, another time period there, like I said, where old, what's her name, Janet Reno, the one that got caught in the back of a car down in Miami somewhere or in one of the suburban areas with like a 12 or 13-year-old girl, and she was having her way with her. Reno was in the back of the car. Well, then the cops covered that crap up, and then she got to be Attorney General of the United States, you know. Butch Reno. But do you remember all of the claptrap coming out of the FBI about who the domestic terrorists were and all of that? And the MIAC report out of Missouri, the Missouri Intelligence, bop, 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 and all that crap. Well, let me tell you something. The terrorists are in Washington, D.C. The terrorists are in the FEMA headquarters, okay? The terrorists are in NORTHCOM and at the head of the Secretary of Defense, the alleged hybrid, alien hybrid, all right? And Pink Jockstrap Millie and his crowd and all the people up and down the line who try to use the trickery or the this or that or the othery to make sure their war wagons have the dark tinted windows and they've got the hut, 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 best firearms, the best, buck, 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 buck. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to come for the American people, then here is what the people need to hear first, all right? And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. And behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. And behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Okay, I will write upon him. No, wait a minute. Behold, I come quick. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear, and the Spirit saith unto the churches. And unto the church of the angels of Laodicea. You see, the mighty men of valor associated with the Church of Philadelphia, by the way. That's my understanding of it. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, that faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. All right, there's two things to hear. There are some people that are strong with the Lord Jesus. All right? and our Father in heaven, and they have quite a bit of strength, and they have the key of David, and they can open which no man, you know, nobody can shut it, and they can shut it which no man can open, all right? So I'm going to tell you, the mighty men and women of valor are there and are out there. Now we're at a point, you see, where it just looks to me like it's getting real clear here. And this is out of Matthew 13. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As themselves the tares are gathered. And there, my sneaky glasses here are not doing right. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in the field, that which a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all he hath, and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man, seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, and but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. To all you EIEIOs who do not know the Lord Jesus, and who are just sitting there lukewarm, you see, and to all you people in the world, the New World Order Luciferians at the top of the food chains, of the corporations, the banks, the churches, the governments, all of you out there, do you feel your career dissipation light starting to blink? Do you see it in the back of your mind's eye? Do you hear that old East German sing song? Na, 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 na. Do you hear that siren? Na, 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 na. Do you feel the little red light blinking in the back of your eye every time you go out there? One of you grinders, one of you men in black, one of you guys who are there to try to trick the American people into doing something so you can grind them or put them in the camp, or get them because they didn't wear the mask, or they didn't take the vaccine, or whatever it is, your minions or your seniors, your elders who work for Lucifer the Lightbringer tell you to do. You little mind minders. You think, oh, I look pretty sharp in the mirror. Let me tell you something. Every time you look in the mirror, you're going to see that red flashing light. You're going to hear that sound. That light's just going to flicker. It's going to beep, 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 beep. And then in the background, you're going to hear it in your mind's ear, you see. You're going to hear it in your mind's ear. You grinders, you federal boys, you fiddle with this and that boys, you bad apps, all of you people are trying to grind the American people down. At one point, you stood for things. Now you work for Lucifer the Lightbringer and his people, you see? And if you don't go along with Lucifer the Lightbringer, if you are a good man or a woman, and you are sitting there in the NSA or the EIEIO or the CIA, then why don't you take your retirement and get out of there? Why don't you go and drive a truck and make, you know, a good amount of money? Why don't you do something else for a living besides setting up people or creating this, that, or the other thing Because I'm going to tell you what, when the angels of the Lord Jesus come and they come onto this planet, they're going to find out who the workers of iniquity are. And as you look in the mirror, you're going out for your drink on Friday night in your war wagon. And I've got three guns here and there and the other way, you know, and I've got five badges and this and stars and sirens and all this stuff on the top. Why don't you go and be with the people? Why don't you go and do that? Why don't you go and do that and go and seek the Lord Jesus? Why don't you?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the tin can system, stretched tight, tightly stretched on the top of baobab trees here coming from Central Africa, or maybe I'm coming from the Pacific Northwest, or maybe I'm coming from the old Appalachian Mountains. I don't know, but the can strings are tight. You see, when you tell them the truth, when you tell the Luciferians, when you tell them what's going on, then you get knocked off the air. Do you understand that? Do you understand? And I'm going to read it now because, you see, I was being nice to them there. But now, I mean, it's like, do you see your career dissipation light? Huh? Do you see it? When you want to go out, your Friday night, your war wagon, you want to be Mr. Joe Slick and all that kind of stuff? Well, let me tell you something. When it comes, it's going to come. And the Lord Jesus is going to have his angels come, and they're going to sort you all out. They're going to sort you all out. You understand me? And those who believe in the Lord Jesus, those who have given to him all of their information and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm going to tell you that I'm repenting of my sins, and I'm going to ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior. Lord, I pray that you would come and help me and wash me clean, and Lord Jesus will come. He will come to do it. Let me tell you something, and you'll start to feel it. If you're sincere and you do that, then you will know. Now, let me tell you. I didn't notice I was going to get knocked off the air by quoting the Bible, but boy, they sure don't like it. Lucifer does not like it, and Lucifer, the Lightbringer, is controlling these people at the top. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I've already been hearing stuff out of Virginia and out of places where the stores are just totally like Lady J has been looking for stuff in the stores all afternoon up in the air. Along the Blue Ridge and what have you, and said a lot of the stuff is cleaned out. There's some, but not much, and everybody is getting ready for the big storms. But the thing is, suppose they never restock. Suppose in the midst of this, like Lord Jesus said, pray ye that your flight be not in winter or on the Sabbath day. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? I heard somebody tell me from the Alleghenies that it's going to be about minus 15 with the wind chill here in tomorrow. Okay, it's just really strange, all the stuff going on. But the Russians are experts on the weather warfare, and they preceded us. Now with HAARP and other things, and the fact that Brother Quayle discovered a few years back that the United States now had partnership or control or outright ownership of 72 scalar type atmospheric interferometers, you know, scalar interferometers, atmospheric heaters, Tesla howitzers, whatever you want to call them, around the world, all right? And then during the Obama, the Joker Tet brought in, after he hired a bunch of the Spetsnaz, brought in different people, and then brought in not only to the United States and the Brits into the scientific crowd that deal with the weather control. And you remember the movie Geo War or Geo Systems or whatever it was? It was the movie Geo War or whatever it was. That was where they had the big space station that was controlling the weather. And that somebody decided to take it over and drive it crazy so that it would then give them the ability to take over the world, okay, and cause bad weather everywhere. Well, that kind of stuff can go on. We've already had that, have we not? And so the fact is here is that Obama allowed in the French and also the Russians, to help decide to do targets with the HARP and other type of systems, okay? So that speaks to a collusion, does it not? All right. And then now you've got a El Presidente, all right, whose son took $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese, okay? Was that against the law? Is that not influence peddling? Is that some kind of a deal? Did not also he get money from the Ukrainians? Okay, and I'm not saying he shouldn't help the Ukrainians. I'm just saying the whole thing is weird, okay? Did he not also get money from the one of the oligarchs, the mayor of Moscow, the woman, the mayor of Moscow? Did not she give Hunter Biden a lot of money? Isn't that illegal or against the law on influence peddling, particularly when we've had testimony on television on Fox News a year or so ago, or more than that, for Hunter, people that were his business partner saying that Hunter was saving it and that they'd met with Joe Biden in L.A. or Beverly Hills at a big, big hotel there, you know? And that Hunter was to save, of the Chinese money, was to save 10% of it for the big guy. The big guy was Red China Joe. And then he's over there in Pittsburgh today, and I'll tell you what, I'd like to have a true good old fire inspector, like somebody who's really good and a civil engineer and a fire inspector and a and somebody who knows about what's going on. And I would just like to verify that that bridge that, oh, so coincidentally, when he's talking about all of the money, you know, for the roads and bridges and the infrastructure and Build Back Better and all that stuff, you see. Oh, they just happen to have a bridge 20, 30 miles away from old Red China Joe's that day collapse, you know, and crack under, you know. I'd like to see if there's any cutting charges popped or if there was any anomalies, electromagnetic anomalies or downdrafts or whatever it was that might have been in that area, okay? Because it's just a bit, you know, just a bit interesting, ain't it? So I'm telling you. Do you drop the bomb in Weston, or do you close it down with 75 million people and you cause tremendous out of service and all the different stuff, and you get 2 foot of snow and all that crap, and you make the United States, you make the states spend money in the cities? Is that not a problem? Well, I'll tell you what, I would take the snow over getting zapped by a nuclear weapon or just even a heavy bombardment, let me tell you, but I'm going to tell you what. You can take a look and get the information I was talking to you about last night, all right, about making shelters in your basement. Okay, and, you know, that is the key you can use and make a kind of a quick shelter with a, doing a lean-to type thing, you know, with plywood. You put like a 2x10 on the bottom and then you just stack up flat bricks all the way to the top. You got that, then you pile up any of your, long-term storage food or your canned goods or your barrels of water or the old kitchen sink or the old, soap and love seats you got in the basement or whatever it is. And you get distance from the top of your house. You get thickness and you get, you know, something to help protect you from any radiation. And for as far as that goes, from any destruction, if it happened to be right close. But what I always keep in my basement is I keep a pick, you know, like an actual pick, you know, and I keep several shovels and a pick and what have you in order, if I had to chop through the blocks to get out that way, you know. Boy. Well, anyway, this is the time when you need to be thinking about, when you need to be thinking about what's going on, because I'll tell you, if you're not with the Lord Jesus, he would rather that you be cold or you be hot, you see. And if you be lukewarm, he's going to spew you out of his mouth, all right? But I'm going to tell you, all of those tares, the wicked ones, and you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to say, am I the good one? No, you're going to look up there and you're going to say, oh, I might be one of the wicked ones. And then you're going to notice that real little red light in the back, the beep, 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 and then you're going to hear it, na, 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 and it'll drive you crazy. You tares, you wicked ones, you evil grinding sons of bucks. It's going to drive you nuts. And you're going to know that somewhere out there that good Americans who believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, who believe in the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, that you're going to know that out there, that all those people you want to grind, you want to put into the camps, you want to be in control over, you want to know what they're telling you are going to tell you at some point in time, you know. They're going to tell you, come and take it, son of a buck. You know, they're going to say to you, come and take it, you know. You better give it the old try, and you're going to look around to see if your Northcom buddies are behind you and all of that. And I've read to you people out here, the Army's plan, all the cordon and search, all of the stuff we talked about, it was the plan laid out under George W. Bush. Shortly before the November 2008 presidential election, George Bush signed directives, presidential decision directives, which are embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Domestic insurgency in the Declaration of Martial Law, and it was as of 12 October 2008. And NORTHCOM and all them people are preparing for that. FEMA has set up, as I told you a week or so ago, FEMA set up all the HF nets for their regional headquarters and tied it in with the Mount Weather, okay? Now, to a certain degree in that respect, if we are going to go to war, a nuclear war against the Russians, or somebody's going to stumble into that war, and they're going to, at the very least, pop the power grid, just like out of the book by William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, William R. Forstchen, 1 second after. If you haven't read it, you ought to go get the book tonight or tomorrow at the bookstore and read the doggone thing, you know? And that's just very interesting, you see, because I'll tell you, that was an EMP that took it out. They didn't know at the time who it was. And according to congressional testimony, when the power grid goes down, the minimum time frame it could all come back up in the United States. And that's it. Red China Joe had made sure we had good American jobs and we can make all that, all those power grid technology, transformers and all the stuff. We don't make it. It's made in China and to a certain degree in Germany and Switzerland. Don't make it in the United States. So the first time up that anything can be put back up, if it ever came back up, do you hear me? If it ever came back up on a national basis, if on a national basis it ever came back up, it would be 18 months. Well, in the first 12 months of that 18, according to congressional testimony, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. Do you not think that that's all about what we talked about, the New World Order crowd, the Georgia Guidestones? I've been telling you about it for over 17 years. Do you start to believe in it now? We've got the doggone different viruses, bacteria, and whatever, and there's more to come. Let me tell you, they ain't got the killer diller out yet. They got the everybody's going to get it one out, but they're going to bring out the killer diller. Let me tell you, they got stuff like Ebola pox that was made allegedly made. Even old Tom Cruise and them people did one of the Mission Impossibles about it. by some big pharma company and research facility down in Australia, you know? That had a 90% or better kill ratio, as far as I recall. And they got the people in the Yukon and in Alaska, you know, the Klondike and all the different places. They dug them up in where they were buried when they had the Spanish flu, you know, World War One, and they dug them up and they dug the crap out of their lungs that was still there and preserved, and then put that into the mix, you see. And then now we got the monkeys in Pennsylvania. Well, I've been told that there are some interesting research facilities in Pennsylvania, research hospitals and some different things, not all that far from there, all right? Consequently, we don't know what's going to go on in that deal. Maybe they were, if we're lucky, they were going to take them to the next place to tweak them. And then, of course, they were Fauci and those crowd were probably in Beijing. We're going to release them in Florida because Florida, you know, it's got too many, it's too much of a red state. All right? So it's all about Lucifer's plan is to have people, his minions, and his fallen angels design systems, et cetera, to kill as many of the people, the population of planet Earth, so he can attempt to steal your soul. So he can take it and give up enough of his devil power that he can then do a counterfeit. A counterfeit of the messianic role of our loving leader and true Messiah, Lord Jesus, okay? That's what the devil wants to do. Well, let me tell you what. I don't care who they are, how big they are, how many of this or that they got, or how many demons they come for you. You stand and you stand on the Lord Jesus' portion of the ground, and you say, Lord Jesus, help me against these demons. Help me against that devil. Help me against Lucifer himself, Lord, and his minions, and I will stand in the gap for you, Lord Jesus, against all evil. Take my family and find them true sanctuary, Lord. Help me out of that, but I'll stand for you. And that's where you're going to understand that when you work for the Lord Jesus, and you have repented of your sins, and he is in your heart as your Savior. If you're to lose your life, if you're to use your life on this planet, then you know where you're going to go. You're going to go to heaven and have everlasting life with him. And there'll be no more pain, be no more sorrow, okay? There'll be no more travail or worry. You'll look in the best wear that you ever probably looked in your life. And you walk around a nice park or nice streets or whatever it is, that will be the best possible thing for you, and you will have everlasting life there, and it will be a beautiful, wonderful paradise. Okay? So when you know that, when you know you're with Lord Jesus, you know he's with you, yeah, you can have fear, but let me tell you something. You don't have the beard when you don't have that relationship. When you do not know Lord Jesus, you've just been going through the motions. When you know that you're with him and he's with you, and you know it for sure, like you know your own address or your mother's maiden name or whatever it is that you remember well, okay? When you know that, then the fear starts to leave you. And you'll tend to stay right up in the face of evil. And you'll say, come on, boys. You know, you ready to mix it up? Because I'll take 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 of you with me before I succumb, because I stand on behalf of the Lord Jesus. And that is the sense of the matter. And that is the truth. Because there is nothing that's going to deny the fact that when Lord Jesus returns with his angels, he's going to clean the clocks of all these Lucys, and he's going to throw them into the fiery furnace. And he's going to fight against 200 million. Where do you think you're going to get a 200 million man army? Maybe Red China, huh? And And then we're going to enjoy a wonderful peace and harmony with our Lord. And I want to be there when he comes. I want to be right here on this planet when he comes. I want to see it. And so I'm going to tell you what. Those that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. I've read that to you a million times. Now you go out, you get prepared. And you make your little place in the corner of a basement or in the corner of a garage, or you make your little a concrete bunker out back and you put the soddy house on the top of it, you know. Whatever it is you got. You got a little cave. You got the hidey hole in the basement of the church. You got the old building that's down the street that nobody inhabits, but you know that the back door can go down into the sub-basement and you can survive down there, you know. You take your little bacon, you take a little beans, you go down the river, you part the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. You know what I mean? You don't take any crap. And you start to teach your children the Bible, and you start to teach them about our Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And you start to read it to them. You start to tell them the truth. And do not waste time on those who do not believe you. Do not waste time trying to tell something for the 19th nervous breakdown time, and they never listen, and all of this and that and the other. Those are the ones that are going to betray you, you see. Just let them alone. If you want to do something, pray to them. Lord Jesus, I turn this person over to you. Yeah, it's up to you, Lord, to see if they come to you to do it, because I've tried many, many times. Do not waste your time on your family and the stupid so-called friends or work people. Give them one more shot, and that's it. All right? And start to do the things necessary to prepare yourself to stand. Put on the full armor of God, and then put on your own body armor. Put on your own Pasgad helmet or your own Mitch helmet or whatever they call the new ones, or the fast helmets, you know, the 3A's. You put all that on, but I would like the level 4 for as far as the main body armor, and get you some a whole bunch of those doggone ACE bandages, and you wrap your knees, your elbows, your shins, and the whole 9 yards, your ankles. You get ready to do that, because I'm going to tell you, you go into a battle, you're going to get knocked down, you're going to fight. I don't know if anybody's seen the Knights Combat recently. There's a good movie, The Kingdom of Heaven, where Balian defends Jerusalem against, you know, all of the Muslims. That's the kind of fighting you're going to see on this planet, all right? That's the kind of stuff you're going to see at some point in time. And I'm going to tell you, if you can keep them at bay at 1,000 yards or 1,300 yards, like old Mickey LaPoo or like Big Mac might do, or them old Western Kansas iron sight shooters like to ding the bell at 1,000, you know? Bing, hit the old metal target, you know? Or some of them old boys from the Cane Tuck, or the, I know this one old boy used to live in Indiana, all right? Down around the Tell City, in that area, down in there, you know, in that area, that he was so good at shooting that the U.S. Army recognized that and made an archer out of him at some point in time. But I'm not going to dwell on that kind of stuff. You start to prepare in earnest, and prepare in earnest, not with fear, but with methodical purpose. And the purpose is to attempt to make sure that you and your family or your neighbor or whoever you're standing with can endure it till the end, okay, of what's getting ready to happen. And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. my old friend, the CB, thank you, brother. God bless you. He said, let him have it. Yes, sir. All right. So anyway, the thing is, you want to keep Old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. I got to do what I do. This is what I do. And can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Send me a card, send me a letter, too. Get a lot of nice cards and letters. People tell me their story. If you include a little bit of something, some Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, piece of gold, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And then Brother Steve Quayle, I'm going to tell you what, that Mega Drive DVD is an excellent one, and all the other products and books that you need to get so that your children or your grandchildren might know what happened or what's getting ready to happen and understand it, or to understand it prior to it happening as it unfolds. Let me tell you something. You go to stevequayle.com. Many of you have listened through there to me on that. And then what you got is you can call them up also, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell them old Hawk sent you to get Daryl or Tyler or to get Steve himself or anybody else. And you get you that Mega Drive. But you also, if you can, if they've still got some of them, get a good quality radiation detector. Get some type of night vision if you have the ability to buy that type of equipment. And ask them what kind of different ones they've got. And I'll tell you, you can also get gold and silver. But if you don't have your basic preparedness items, Brother Quayle has always said, have your long-term storage food, have your canned goods, have your water and your water filtration and your storage, have your firearms and your ammunition, have your NBC gear and your medical supplies, have your warm clothing and boots and extra shoes and extra socks and extra underwear and, you know, extra jackets and stocking caps and gloves and, you know, all of the things you're going to need. If you never, I'll tell you something, I thought of something the other night. You better get, I've told you this before, you better get some old lead pencils. Get a whole box of them and put them away and get a couple pencil sharpeners, okay? And I'm going to tell you something else. You can get Bic pens and things like that, or keep them and keep them in the package. Don't unpack them. Keep them in the package and hope they'll work down the road a little bit. And then also at some point in time, look up in the old Boy Scout handbook or one of the older type of things and learn how to make ink. Because you can always take a quill pen, or you can go ahead and get you an old-fashioned pen that, you know, you pull the little lever up and it drew ink into the pen itself where you could write with it. We had cartridge pens. After those, when I was in school, we used cartridge pens that had blue ink or black ink in them, and we had a tip, a nib, and all of that kind of stuff. But you need to go ahead and get that and think about that, because I'm going to tell you, if the factories don't run, if there's no electricity and it ain't going to come back up for 18 months, then who's going to make the pens? Who's going to make the ballpoint pens? Who's going to make the pencils? Who's going to make that kind of thing? So think about those items. Think about nails and screws and bolts and nuts and plywood and all the different things. You're sitting out there and you got chainsaws. Why don't you make one of them Alaskan chainsaw mills? Be ready to make your own lumber, you know? Or if you have money, some of you have a lot of money out there, big 401ks and everything. You just going to let it go down the drain when they pull the plug? Or are you going to take some of it out and get some long-term storage food to last maybe, I don't know, what's the suspected tribulation? 3.5 years, right? The Great Tribulation, maybe 3.5 years. Some say longer. So anyway, you got enough food for every one of your family members and maybe your friend next door, your neighbor, or what have you. If you don't, maybe you should consider getting some of that out of there and then thinking about preparing yourself right now. I would also tell you to go to Approved Gas Mask. Okay.com, ProofGasMask.com. I don't have any relationship with them, but they do have new quality, or used to anyway. You got to make sure before you order it's in stock and when it will arrive at your door, guaranteed. Not when they'll ship it, but when it's going to arrive. And you can get you some good, better, best. They've got some different setups where they got Tyvek F suits of different types, the hoodies, the booties, gloves, the certain gas mask and a filter. And then they've got other better quality masks and filters and better quality suits and all the different things. And there's information and up and down the line. You need the potassium iodate, KI per U. I don't know if it's still up, but there used to be some good information on the KI per U website. Sean Connor, or whatever his name was, down in Texas used to have that. And I think there's still some things, if nuclear war is imminent, what you can do. You've also got online for free. You can print it out. If you got half a ream of paper, you can print it out. Cress and Carney, Surviving Nuclear War. It's online. Look it up. Find a place where you've got the PDF and print the doggone thing. Print it if you want to and put it inside a plastic sleeve, you know. Drill a hole in the corner and put the brass brad through it or something, or tack it together, however you want to do it. And have the information. Order Holly Dale's book, Dare to Prepare. I don't know where you would still get it, but it probably is out there. No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Hoax, H-O-A-G, all right? Order Brother Quayle's books, all right, so you can understand what's going on. And if you want to get your kids to be interested in some of this stuff and then to tie them in to Genesis 6 and take them through the Bible on in, get Brother Quayle's Giants books. If you have somebody who's a historian, or you have grandpa that remembers the World War II and all of that, right, then get Empire Beneath the Ice, Brother Quayle. Aliens and Fallen Angels, all of the different books Steve did and has done are just tremendous. Terminated, The End of Man is Near, one of the best last books Steve did. And then he's got The Promise of the Premise, all right? Excuse me, The Premise of the Promise. That is a beautiful book that talks all about Jesus. So I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, understand and use your time well, because there may not be that much of it left. I pray that there is. I pray that we have a lot of time left. And that we could go and get a revival and all of the different things that people are talking about. But I'm telling you, the calendar says something different. The seasons are indicating something else. No man knows the exact time or date and all that when the Son of Man is going to return. But I'm going to tell you what Jesus told us in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, is that when you see these start to come to pass, then you're in the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. That means it's going to get a lot worse. I would tell you what. Another thing that's just really a good deal, if you want to help spread the gospel, there's the Indochine Bible Project of David and Debbie Nunemaker. David and Debbie Nunemaker. Nunemaker. And I'm going to tell you what. We're getting, people are donating. A lot of people from the show still donate to them. And what they do is they have a mission in the mountains of Indochina. That's 3 or 4 different countries, you see. That's the Shan states. That's Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Burma, you know, Myanmar, whatever it is now. Those areas up in there, the old mountain yards, for those who know what they are, the mountain people. And each village has just about a different dialect because they're remote villages. But you talk about people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus. And the Nunemakers have been down there helping them and preaching to them for years and teaching them and making new pastors and preachers. And then, of course, the Nunemakers could not stay in that area because of the COVID and couldn't go back. And whenever they were there, they were being chased by the authorities because they didn't like them freeing these people's souls and their minds and baptizing and singing and marrying people and just trying to desperately get their hands on the Bible in their language and dialect. Well, let me tell you something. another 100 of them are gone. Another 100 Bibles in their dialects and another 100 songbooks are going out. Do you want to help with that? And I suggest that you could send a little bit, just whatever you can, just send a little bit to the Nunemaker Bible Project or Indochina Bible Project Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. I'm going to do it again. Indochina or Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he bless you for helping people who are ready, willing, and able to receive his gospel. There's a whole lot of people who aren't, you know. Don't waste your time on them. Let's help those who are on fire for the Lord, you see. And the Nunemakers have now come and live in there, I believe. They're somewhere in the great state of South Carolina. And God bless them, and may the Lord Jesus provide them with medical miracles and continue to support their ministry, which is still ongoing, all right? Even from a distance, we help them to get the word out on behalf of the Lord and to bring souls to Jesus. And I will tell you what, you know, if you're watching all the different things, and it seems like it's all slowing down about a little bit. Gold and silver come back down a little bit. You see, they're trying to calm you down, but it makes it no less dangerous. No less dangerous, you see. No less dangerous at all. Now, I want to let you know that there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you ever need help, and if you're a young kid out there listening with your mom and dad, if you need help or you don't know and the adults are not there, your mom's not there, your dad's not there, or your brother or sister, you just reach out and you say, Lord Jesus, come and help me now. Help me now. Get me out of this mess or out of this trouble. Get me out of this well, whatever it is. And I will tell you, if you've listened before, you've heard the stories of the wonderful grandma down there in Florida, who was inside her car getting gasoline, and she got back in the car at the gas station, and she had her purse there, and she was getting her, you know, money or credit card or whatever out to buy the gas or whatever it was, or putting it back after she had pumped the gas, and in jumps a guy in through the passenger window, a crazed, demonic methamphetamine head, grabs her purse, and she grabbed the purse back and said, oh, no, that's my purse, mister. I'm going to keep my purse. And she cried out, Lord Jesus, come and help me now. And out of the blue, Lord Jesus said, she sent an old retired prison guard, a white man, who grabbed that guy and jerked him up out of the car and threw him to the ground. She also then sent a black gentleman and a Hispanic gentleman, and they all fought this crazy, you know, crazy strong, methamphetamine strong meth head, all right? And they sat on him and beat him down and pinned him to the ground and sat on him until the police came. And I'm going to tell you, that was an instantaneous thing. And that woman is strong with the Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus is strong with her. She's come through cancer. She's come through the floods and the hurricanes, or her house has been destroyed, and she's just still standing. And she's still trying to witness to people, but I'm going to tell you what, that woman is strong with the Lord Jesus. And we got other brothers and sisters all over. We got some in Iowa that are just strong as you can't believe. And I'll tell you what, they've come through all of the different things. We've got the Worn Soul Dry crowd, one of the greatest people in the world, I'm going to tell you. They're strong with the Lord Jesus. You got the, there's just so many good people from Maine, West Virginia, Virginia, Michigan. You got Liz Evenson up there, tremendous strength for the Lord. in the Upper Peninsula. And if you know Liz, say hi to her. Drop her a line. Give her a call. Email her, what have you. I'm not going to put her stuff out right now. But just if you know her, let her know that you love her and say hi to her. And all the different ones in the Colorado Rockies and all up and down the line, okay? To them down in the Louisiana, a la Lazare de Bonton Roulet. But you better get ready for the Fay-Do-Do, because the bad boy is going to come to the Fay-Do-Do, and you got to protect your crowd, don't you know, and protect your town down there, your bio, you know, because the bad one's going to come to get you. But I know you ain't going to let them. And down in Mississippi, my old buddy down there in Jackson, how you doing there, Mr. G? And Mr. Z in Nebraska, and my buddy in Beatrice, and all the different ones. Oh, yes, all the good people all across the country. And in the North Carolina, up in the mountains, and in the Virginia on the lake, and all the different places. Down there in the Kudzu, the Brotherhood of the Kudzu, in Alabama. Now, I've also had some information which is kind of interesting. And at the end here, it's just kind of interesting. Old Brush Hog sent it to me, and he's saying, Hawk, he's saying Russia's moving S-400 ballistic missile system in around Moscow. Well, they've got 500s and 600s, too. They're preparing to get rid of our ICBMs. Don't go into there Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women about to use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger. Thomas, Rico, Little L, God bless you. Say hi to your daddy and your mommy. For everybody out there, go out and prepare while you still got the time. Matthew 25. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night.